Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreich, and today we're Zichus Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes. The first Perek Isha Nignes, and I want to make note that this Daf is the midpoint in Shas. So I want to wish everybody a hearty Mazel Tov on reaching this incredible milestone of learning half of Shas from the beginning of this Machzor. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to bench us as we're about to begin the second half of Shas. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Ryokhanan said, Lokinaha Kalaim Devar Torah. One receives Malkus biblically for violating Kalaim outside of Eretz Yisrael. This is challenged from the Mishnah quoted earlier, which states that Kalaim outside Eretz Yisrael is Medivrei Sofrim by rabbinical decree. The Gemara answers, Kambar Kalai Karim. The Mishnah refers to the Kalaim of the vineyard, which is only forbidden rabbinically. Kambar Kalavasa Ilan, whereas Rabbi Yochanan refers to grafting different trees, which is biblically forbidden. This is based on Shmuel's darshing the Torah placing climb of animals near climb of plants, teaching Ma behemtecha bahar ba'a, afsadecha bahar chava. Just as climb of your animals refers to mating different species, so to climb of your field refers to grafting one species onto another, and just as crossbreeding animals is forbidden everywhere as a personal obligation, grafting is as well. The pasuk says, Sadcha, your field, implying only Eretz Yisrael, to exclude seeds, meaning a vineyard from climb outside Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara relates that Rav Yosef mixed seeds of different species and planted them. He explained that only climb of a vineyard is rabbinically forbidden, but different seeds are permitted. Although Rav Yosef retracted, Abai disagreed with his retraction. Pointing between the next Mishnah states, Ko osa mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativin lo umarukin lo yamav menochah za'aretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. This seems to contradict another Mishnah. These are the things whose fruits a person enjoys in this world, and the principle remains for the world to come. The Mishnah lists five specific mitzvahs, such as honoring parents and gemilas hasadim, implying other mitzvahs do not bestow reward in both worlds. Rav Yehuda explains, Kol osa mitzvah achas, yaser al zuchu yosav, whoever performs one mitzvah in addition to his merits, outnumbering his sins, mativin lo v'doma k'misha mekayim kol Torah kula, he's rewarded with good and is considered like one who keeps the entire Torah. Since the second Mishnah cannot mean that the five mitzvahs listed there give reward in both worlds for merely performing one mitzvah and mostly sins, Rav Shammai clarifies that it refers to one whose mitzvahs equals his sins, teaching that if his mitzvahs include one of these five, it tips the balance to the side of merits. And point with you, this explanation that one who performed one more mitzvah than his sins is rewarded in both worlds is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one whose mitzvahs outnumber his sins suffers in this world to cleanse him from his sins so that he can be fully rewarded in the world to come. Abai explains that our Mishnah means a good day, so to speak, is prepared for him in this world, meaning he's punished for his sins to ensure his reward in the world to come. Rabbi answers that our Mishnah does mean a person is rewarded in this world. The Brice, which says he's punished, follows Rabbi Yaakov's opinion, who says, Schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world. He argued that if the Torah ensures long life for honoring one's parents, as well as shuluch hakein, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Heichan tovas yamav shalzeh, where is his good life? Heichan arichos yamav shalzeh, and where is his long life? It must be the promised rewards refer to the world to come. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Yaakov himself saw such an incident. Rabbi Yosef commented that if Acher interpreted this pasuk like his grandson Rabbi Yaakov did, he would not have sinned. According to one version, Acher witnessed a similar incident. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lokinah Kalaim Devar Torah, one receives Malkus biblically for violating Kalaim outside of Eretz Yisrael. This is challenged from the Mishnah quoted earlier, which states that Kalaim outside Eretz Yisrael is Medivrei Sofrim by rabbinical decree. The Gemara answers, Kambar Kalai Karim. The Mishnah refers to the climb of the vineyard, which is only forbidden rabbinically. Kambar Kalavasa Ilan, whereas Rabbi Yochanan refers to grafting different trees, which is biblically forbidden. This is based on Shmuel's darshing the Torah placing climb of animals near climb of plants, teaching Ma behemtecha bahar ba'a, afsadecha bahar chava. Just as climb of your animals refers to mating different species, so to climb of your field refers to grafting one species onto another, and just as crossbreeding animals is forbidden everywhere as a personal obligation, grafting is as well. The pasuk says, Sadcha, your field, implying only Eretz Yisrael, to exclude seeds, meaning a vineyard from climb outside Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara relates that Rav Yosef mixed seeds of different species and planted them. He explained that only climb of a vineyard is rabbinically forbidden, but different seeds are permitted. Although Rav Yosef retracted, Abai disagreed with his retraction. Pointing between the next Mishnah states, Kol osa mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativin lo umarukin lo yamav menochah za'aretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. This seems to contradict another Mishnah. These are the things whose fruits a person enjoys in this world, and the principle remains for the world to come. The Mishnah lists five specific mitzvahs, such as honoring parents and gemilas hasadi, implying that other mitzvahs do not bestow reward in both worlds. Rav Yehuda explains, "Kol osu mitzvah achas, yaser al zuchu yosav. Whoever performs one mitzvah in addition to his merits, outnumbering his sins, mativim lovadoma kamish makayim kol Torah kula, he's rewarded with good and is considered like one who keeps the entire Torah." Since the second Mishnah cannot mean that the five mitzvahs listed there give reward in both worlds for merely performing one mitzvah, and mostly sins, Rav Shammai clarifies that it refers to one whose mitzvahs equals his sins, teaching that if his mitzvahs include one of these five, it tips the balance to the side of merits. And point with you, this explanation that one who performed one more mitzvah than his sins is rewarded in both worlds is challenged from a Mishnah teaching that one whose mitzvahs outnumber his sins suffers in this world to cleanse him from his sins so that he can be fully rewarded in the world to come. Abai explains that our Mishnah means a good day, so to speak, is prepared for him in this world, meaning he's punished for his sins to ensure his reward in the world to come. Rabbi answers that our Mishnah does mean a person is rewarded in this world. The Brice, which says he's punished, follows Rabbi Yaakov's opinion, who says, "Schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world." He argued that if the Torah ensures long life for honoring one's parents, as well as shulach hakein, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Heichan tovus yomav shalzeh, where is his good life? Heichan arichos yomav shalzeh, and where is his long life? It must be the promised rewards referred to the world to come. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Yaakov himself saw such an incident. Rabbi Yosef commented that if Acher interpreted this pasuk like his grandson Rabbi Yaakov did, he would not have sinned. According to one version, Acher witnessed a similar incident. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard Siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman, a mailman. So here goes. The mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come. Once again, in slow motion. The mailman, that must be learned of Lamites, letter. The mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the difference between kolam of grafting, vineyard, and seeds outside Eretz Yisrael. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol osu mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativim lo marichim lo yama v'nochas haaretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come, which reminds us, Rabbi Yaakov says, Schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world. He argued that if the Torah ensures a long life for honoring one's parents as well as shulach hakein, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Where is his good life? Where is his long life? It must be, therefore, that the promised rewards refer to the world to come. So once again, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz La'aretz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Siman Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The cute little boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the women are also chive in the don't do song to their proud mothers, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's rule that women are chive by every lo sase. Rav, as well, Rabbi Yishmael's Academy quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isho isha ki yasmi kol chatas ha'adam, a man or a woman who shall commit any of the sins of people. Hishva akasav isho le'ish kol unshin shebatorah. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all the punishments of the Torah. If they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman also chive in the don't do song to their proud mothers acted out cutting pays, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there are three exceptions to woman's obligation in all mitzvahs losase, rounding payas, destroying the corners of the beard, and for a kohanis becoming tummy to the dead. The Gemara brings the various sources. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the woman are also chive in the don't do song to their proud mothers, acted out cutting payas, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which conclude with the words, Bani Matem L'Shem El Kechem, as a boy pointed to where a woman can make a bald spot when mourning her dead. Which reminds us, Isi added another exception, Ap bal yikruchu nashim beturus. Women are also exempt from the commandment not to make a bald spot on the head in mourning someone's death. His source is the pasuk Banim atem Hashem alkechem. You are sons to Hashem your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead, ki am kadosha tal Hashem alkechem, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. The opening word Banim teaches Banim v'lo banos l'karcha, only sons and not daughters, regarding the prohibition to make a bald spot. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simur Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with her diamond-studded lulavim. Lulavim. That must be on Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, which reminds us, our Braisa teaches about the pasuk banim atem l'Hashem alkechem, your sons to Hashem your God. The Beuda holds when you act in the manner of banim, you're called banim of Hashem. Enatem nogim minhag banim, enatem groim banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you're not called as children. Remer disagrees, Bangkok with Bangkok atem groim banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you're called as children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, the first one being that we're called banim even when we act foolishly. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his karban as well as other avodos that only men do. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the various steps of bringing karbanos which a woman does not perform, such as smicha, tenufa, hagasha, and kamitza. So the mother who yelled banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his karban as well as other avodos that only men do. And not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen. Which reminds us, we learn the source of the sota does tenufa of her mincha, in addition to the kohen, which we learn from the pasuk, comes from a gezer shava of yad yad with shlamim. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The mitzvah shehi tuli ba'aretz laser tag team, laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kol mitzvah shehitkuli bar's, any mitzvah which is dependent on land such as shemitah or truma and meiser, eino noheges el bar's, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, v'she'eino tuli bar's, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, noheges ben bar's ben v'chutz la'aretz, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. So the mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla Klein and Chodesh targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael, except for Orla and Klein, which apply everywhere despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as a halacha of Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Eliezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, a Kula Palig or a Chumra Palig? Is Rabbi Eliezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakhama or to be stricter? So the mitzvah shehitkuli ba'aretz laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and meiser, shooting Orla Klein and Chodesh targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshe Vosechem, which reminds us, in a brace the Tanaim discuss the implication of the word Moshe Vosechem, your dwellings with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of our Kabbanis. Rabbi Yishmael, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell, rather it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva learns that Moshe means everywhere that you dwell. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simur Daf Lamed Ches is a Devar Lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. Chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, Devar Lach. Chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, which reminds us, the month fell until Moshe's passing on Zayin Adar, and they continued to eat it until the 16th of Nisan. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which reminds the Gemara brings the source that Moshe was born and died on the 17th of Adar. And we learn, Shekosh Baruch Hu Yoshu U'memale Shnoseim Shel Tzadikim, that Shekosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the righteous, Meyom Leyom, Mechodesh Lechodesh, from day to day, and from month to month, meaning the exact date of birth. As the Pasuk says, as Mispar Yamecha Amale, I will complete the number of your days. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezai Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla, Sinai, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash Asim in the Torah, B'kol Makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Orla Halacha, Orla applies everywhere based on Halacha, B'ha-Kalayim Yedivrei Sofrim, and Kalayim applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of Halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains Hilchas and Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochan explains it's a Halacha of Moshe Sinai. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss the implications of the word Moshe Vosechem as it applies to bringing the Sachim? That's on daf? Lamed Zayin. Good number 2. Which of the one Rabbi Yochanan holds that grafting different trees in Chutzlarts is Asim Midaraisa? That's on daf? Lamed Tes. Good number 3. Which of the one Rabbi Yochanan learns that it's Halacha Moshe Mesina that Orla is also forbidden in Chutzlarts? That's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn? The Biyachu holds Schar Mitzvah Baha'a Malaika. The Schar for Mitzvahs is not given in this world. That's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good number 4. Which stuff do we learn about the exemption of woman from Mitzvahs Aseh Shez Mangrama? That's on daf? Lamed Daled. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zayin Adar? That's on daf? Lamed Ches. Good number 7. Which daf do Malchus from Yud Rabbi Meir, whether we're called Banim of Hashem when we're not behaving properly? That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Good number 8. Which daf do you learn about the very steps of bringing a carbon that only men do, not women? That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Good number 9. Which daf do you discuss interrupting work to stand for those bringing Bikurim? That's on daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that whoever performs one mitzvah is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits Om Haba. That's on daf? Lamed Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.